There was a succession of different causes. It was he'd been a wandering monk for about he set off when he was about seven rains wandering, and then he first decided to settle and take on responsibilities of teaching when he was about 11 or 12 years later. He was about 18 or 19 rains. And that a lot to do with the fact that he was a very charismatic person and had a lot of insight in his practice, and people kept wanting to come and practice with him. And he kept pushing people away and saying, you know, he wanted to be alone and be independent. But finally, just a combination of his own, you know, the fact he was drawing a lot of people and his own compassionate nature just decided him to take on some disciples and to teach for a while. And so it actually was the first rains that he spent as a teacher of a group of students wasn't at his home monastery, at Wat Bapong, but it was at a place some distance away. And just as a little aside, the routine, also being a disciple of his, even in the early days when he was known as being tougher than ever, was the discipline for the first rains retreat was they had an all-night meditation every night. And then the last month, just to turn up the heat a little bit more, every night they sat for the whole night without moving. Every night for a month. So he probably realized that not many people were going to be able to stay with that program. But at the end of that rains retreat, word had spread to his home village, and a little delegation, including his mother, came to the place where he'd been staying with his other small group of monks and novices and said, well, if you're thinking of starting up a monastery, please may we invite you to come. There's a forest near to Bangor, his home village. We would like to invite you to stay there and establish a monastery there instead of here, which was a few miles distance. And from the accounts that have come down, he was kind of waiting for the invite. And that so when it came, then he was very pleased to take that up and then to set up in the forest just a mile or two outside of his home village.